So as you can see, we are starting a new series today. Let me ask you a question. Can you remember the first time you jumped into the deep end? Remember that expectation, that little bit of anxiety, that little bit of fear, and then you take this leap of faith and you hit the water and you go under and you come up and wow, exhilarating that moment. Something you remember to this day, right? Well, get ready to do that again. Because we're going to move from the shallows. I'm going to challenge ourselves to move our faith into the deep end with this series called Going Deeper. Now, it doesn't matter who you are and at what stage of your faith walk you are. Whether you are a curious seeker or whether you are a hungry novice or new Christ follower, or you are just a veteran that's kind of not sure, you're a little tired. Or maybe you're a happy camper. My prayer is that this series will open your eyes to new things that God is doing, will open your eyes to see new possibilities that you never even thought were possible. And that your hunger for God and your hunger to be in His Word and to know Him even more will grow every day. Because here's the thing. We've all been to the beach, right? Or to the pool. And we've all watched some or other episode of The Bachelorette, so we all know what shallow is. Shallow is fun and it's easy and it's safe. But often the shallows too can be very basic, limited, and it's often very overpopulated, and it becomes a place that's not fun. Now the deep end though, this is where the good stuff happens. This is where the powerful stuff happens. This is where the life-changing stuff happens that has an influence on your life that lasts forever. But here's the thing. The same thing is true of our faith. If our faith is stuck in the shallow end, we can't think that the faith is going to grow. I'm going to be standing there with my little wings on and I'm just going nowhere. I can't expect to become the person that God meant me to be if I stay in the shallows, although I have grown up. We can't expect to have a faith if we are in the shallows that will inspire and attract other people. We need to move to the deep end. Now I can hear some of the gears going in your heads and saying, hold on a minute, that's cool, but isn't that your job? Isn't that what we pay you for? Isn't that the church's job to get us out of the shallows and into the deep and take care of my faith so that it will grow? Well, that's what this series is all about. And especially this morning, I'm going to take you to a congregation that kind of thought this way. And then this writer writes to them, and it's the writer of the book of Hebrews, and we don't know who the person was, writes to them in Hebrews chapter 5. And I'm going to read verses 11 to 14, but I'm going to do 11 and then 12 and then 13, 14. So read with me verse 11. He says, there's much more we would like to say about this being God, this being growing in your faith, this being relationship with God, this being all the stuff that came chapter 1 to 4. There's much more we'd like to say about this, but it's difficult to explain, especially since you are spiritually dull and don't seem to listen. Do you get what he's trying to say to them? He's saying, we're trying to get you out of the shallows, to move you into the deep stuff in your faith. And then I'm doing what I need to do, and the church is doing what the church needs to do. But the problem is with you. You're getting in your own way. He calls them, you are spiritually dull. You're getting in your own way. You're like that little boy who by now would should be able to swim out to the deep, who keeps on standing there with his little blow-up wings on his arms. I'm not going to move. I'm not going anywhere. Because of that, your faith doesn't grow and won't move. So what do we do? How do we get ourselves out of the shallows and into the deep? This is what he says. He says, you've been believers so long now that you ought to be teaching others. Instead, you need someone to teach you again the basic things about God's word. You're like babies who need milk and cannot eat solid food. Listen carefully to what he's saying to them. He's not being very kind. He's actually being very rude when he speaks to them. He says, you should start acting your spiritual age. Just like there's a natural progression from our physical lives where we are born as a baby and then we become a toddler and then we become a young person and then become a teenager and then become a young adult and then become adults and become seniors. There's this natural progression. And when it goes wrong, it's weird. Just think again of that old guy who's 60 years old trying to act like a 15-year-old. It's weird. The same thing is true of our spiritual life. There is a natural progression. But you, he says, you started off like babies. And you got milk, and that was pretty cool. But by now, you should have been off that milk. But you are still drinking milk. And now let me show you how rude it actually is. Look at the example. So look at what you're going to see right now. This is good. Little baby sitting on his mother's lap, drinking milk from a bottle. That's pretty cool. That's what happens when faith starts. That's in the shallow end. But then there should be natural progression. So look at this. Here's a grown man sitting on my lap with a little baby bottle in his hand, and I'm trying to feed him milk. It feels weird just to see this. It looks weird because it is weird. And that's exactly what he's saying. It's time to act your spiritual age. Get out of the shallows and get into the deep. Here's a question. Let's be honest about this. Let's answer the question honestly. Where are you right now in your faith walk, in your spiritual life? Second question, how long have you been there? Can we answer that honestly? Where are you? How long have you been there? Some of you might say, been there a while. Some might say, been there a long while. Some might even be really honest and say, I've never moved from the start go. Here's the thing. This is no finger pointing. This is not trying to put anyone on the spot. But the question is this. Don't you think you deserve better than that? Bottle milk? Think of your physical life, how you've grown and progressed and the things that you've achieved and done and how wonderful that was. Just imagine the possibilities if we act our spiritual age, the possibilities for our marriages, the possibilities for our children and our input into their lives, the possibilities for communities being blessed by that, the possibilities for Christ seekers who are out there seeing us act this spiritual age. That's why he continues to give us some advice. Verse 13 and 14. For someone who lives on milk is still an infant, doesn't know how to do what is right. Solid food is for those who are mature, who through training have the skill to recognize the difference between right and wrong. See, my friends, there comes a time when a mother has to take the bottle away and put the bottle down and start feeding that baby solid food so that that baby can become strong and can grow. And as that baby grows, it takes a fork and it learns, it trains itself to use that fork so that it can feed itself. Why? Because it has practiced that. It has trained that. And sometimes we are even so good that we're not just trained to eat that food, but we can even make our own food so that we can sustain ourselves. And the same thing is true for our spiritual lives. We need to put down the bottle. And we need to take the fork. And we need to start using this fork to feed ourselves. Because this bottle will stay in the shallows. The only way I get out of the shallows is by taking this and feeding myself. Unfortunately, the church has taught us to do this. Just sit there and wait. Give me. But the problem with that is, when we're just sitting like that, waiting to be fed, I never grow in my faith. My faith never becomes strong, never becomes mine. My relationship with God goes up and down and up and down and up and down. The only way to grow is to take the fork, to take the solid food, and to start feeding myself. And here's the principle that I want you to remember. This is going to be part of the series for the 2 weeks. The thing is this. The shallows can be bottle fed, but the deep end has to be self fed. The shallows can be bottle fed, but the deep end needs to be self fed. So here's my challenge for you for the next 14 days. To get that first step going, I want to challenge you to start reading your Bible again every day. And I know there are some of us that do that, and I thank God for that. But I know that there are many of us that don't do that. And here's the first step of moving out of the shallows. Not us feeding you, not that's the church's job. It's mine. I have to take the fork. I have to feed. To start reading your Bible every day. I'm going to challenge you to do that for the next 14 days. I'm not talking about listening to a podcast. That's amazing. Or listening to some or other study online. That's amazing too. I'm talking about spending time alone in the Word of God, taking half an hour out of your day to do that. Get yourself back into this. You start eating. I'm going to do my job. And the church is going to play its part. But you, me, each one of us has to play our own part and start feeding. Because the shallows can be bottle fed, but the deep must be self fed. Now, I'm going to help you with that. What we're going to do is we're going to put a passage of scripture for you on the website for the next 14 days, starting Monday, every day. You go onto the website, you'll see it there under the heading of Going Deeper. You click on that, you go in there, it'll give you the passage and a link to read that even online. But if you have a physical Bible, I'd love you to do that because you can underline and write in that. Read that passage. But I'm going to help you to read that passage. I'm going to use this acronym, SOAP, SOAP. to help you. It's going to be on the website as well. So not just here, you'll see it on the website as well to remind you every day. So S stands for Scripture. So read that Scripture. Read it again. The O is for observation or observe. Observe the one thing that God is pointing out to you in that Scripture passage. The A is for application. The question, how am I going to apply what God has just said to me in my life so that it applies in my life for life change? And the P, very easy, is for prayer. Take time to pray and pray on that and ask God to guide you on how to do that. Here's the thing. If you do this, if you accept this challenge, this is what's going to happen. Not only are you going to learn a new habit because it's 14 days, it's done. After 7 days, you got a new habit. Not only are you going to learn a brand new, wonderful habit of being in God's Word, but you are going to start going deeper into God's Word. You're going to find this need that you want more, not just a little passage that we gave you, but you want to read more and find more. And you are going to find that you're going to become so hungry that you're going to start taking this fork and you are going to start eating. This will be something of the past. Because here, shallows can be bottle fed. To go to the deep end needs to be self fed. Are you up for the challenge? Well, all I can say is, bon appetit. Amen. Father God, thank you. Thank you that you speak to us clearly, that you use these images that we can see and experience to remind us, Lord, who we really are in you. And we don't want to be those little kids that are down there in the shallows. Might look fun and easy, but it's basic and limited, and we don't want to be there. We want to be in the deep end, there where the good things happen, where the powerful things happen. And so we commit for the next 2 weeks to do that in our faith life, in our prayer life, in our study of the Word, in getting closer to you. And I pray, Lord, that as we are faithful, thank you that when we are faithful, you are beyond faithful. Thank you that you will bless us. Thank you for the excitement that we have to be in your Word. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.